Let's change to items S-186, please.
Amend building demolition code to require notice and delay for all single-family residential demolitions in areas with a residential comprehensive map designation and make other changes.
Any comments before we vote? Second reading. Second reading, roll call.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to especially Nancy Thorington, who has sat through 3 hours of previous testimony to be here and who has done an amazing job on this project. Thank you very much. Jeff Fish was here earlier. He had to leave because the previous items took longer than scheduled, but he was the chair of the Development Review Advisory Committee, along with the current chair, Mary Helen Kincaid, did an extraordinary job shepherding and indeed guiding this whole process. The other members of the subcommittee were Rob Humphrey, Claire Carter, Steve Heitine, Caroline Dow from the Historic Landmarks Commission, and Gwen Milius from the Design Commission. We also appreciate Brandon Spencer Hartle from Restore Oregon, Alan Ellis from United Neighbors for Reform, and indeed many others from United Neighbors for Reform, and the city staff from Development Services, Andy Peterson, Kareen Perkins, Jill Grenda, Terry Whitehill, and my staff, Dora Perry, along with Sean Wood from the Bureau of Planning Sustainability. So this was a group effort. Many important issues were raised by community members that are now going to go to further discussion. The mayor and the Bureau of Planning Sustainability will be looking at the issue of deconstruction, not just of single-family homes, but of multifamily homes. Hopefully Commissioner Saltzman and the Housing Bureau will be looking into the issue of should there be a surcharge on demolitions in order to help pay for affordable housing. And then the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, again, will be working with our DRAC subcommittee on a number of other issues following up from this process. So still more work to be done, but definitely a good job done thus far. Thank you very much. Aye.
Fish?
I want to start by thanking Commissioner Fritz for leading us through this discussion, which is complicated. And I took a tour of my neighborhood recently, and I noted that it's a neighborhood that has large craftsman-style houses and small bungalows adjacent to each other. And once upon a time, as they were being built, we probably had the same conversation in the city about the juxtaposition of a small, affordable bungalow next to a house three times its size, which was significantly more expensive. And in fact, I think one of the strengths of where I live is the diversity of housing styles that all seem to coexist. We're going to have more, not fewer, of these discussions because of the urban growth boundary and because of our commitment to taking density where it can be accommodated. I think this is a good balance. I will tell you, though, Commissioner Fritz, I learned a lot from the discussion last time, and I particularly appreciated the feedback we got on health and safety issues. In fact, I asked the developer of a project not far from my house if I could see the asbestos and lead paint report. And it turns out it exists, and they were kind enough to fax it to me, and they also furnished me with the follow-up report done by the certified company that was hired to remove the hazardous materials. That's one issue where you've graciously agreed to give me a follow-up briefing, and I would like to at least make sure that you are confident that the different agencies of government responsible for this are aligned. We realize that the state and federal government has a role, but I think we want to make sure that regardless of who has that role, we can tell a neighbor or a neighborhood that they're safe. And I appreciate you willing to continue that discussion. But I think this is a good first step, and I appreciate the collaborative way in which you brought us to this point. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I'd also like to thank Commissioner Fritz for her leadership on this very contentious issue, and thank the Bureau of Development Services and Jeff Fish and Mary Helen Kincaid and the rest of the committee for their advice and United Neighbors for Reform. I think we've got a policy here that respects the need for more time to give neighbors perhaps an opportunity to acquire a property that may be worth a house that's worth saving, but it also respects the basic ownership rights of people who wish to sell their property and those who wish to buy it. So I think it strikes a good compromise. We probably haven't seen the last of this issue, though. Aye.
Novick.
I totally agree. I really appreciate the work by Nancy Thorington and Jeff Fish and the DRAC and United Neighbors for Reform and Mary Helen Kincaid. I think that this is a great way to address the notice and appeal issues. And I know that there's other demolition-related issues that we'll take up, but I think this is a tremendous first step. Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, Nancy. Thank you all that worked on this. This is an important piece of a multi-part strategy that we're all taking up to try to meter the amount of change and focus it where it's appropriate and try to focus it away from where it's inappropriate. You know, we all quote the line from the Joni Mitchell song about we paved paradise, put up a parking lot. We're proud of the fact that actually we did it the other way around in Portland. But the line before that is that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. And what we've got in Portland is just mile after mile after mile of great old houses of, as Commissioner Fish said, variety, scale. And I think we're in great danger of losing a lot of that if we don't get this right in a time of huge change and massive real estate pressure. So this is a piece of a strategy that will hopefully focus change where it's most tolerable. None of us likes change, but there are places where it's most tolerable and there are places where it just makes us wince. And I think we can do a better job, thanks to this work and more to come, of sorting that out and getting it right and not having to mourn what we had that was gone. So thank you very much. Good work. Aye.